The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Wole Normuth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 370 Schwamm of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busters, hustlers, and yo hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting K2, flexing on all you All right, fam, welcome to the show, 2871, Saturday, March the 16th. Come one, come all, make sure you hit the thumbs up button and like the video. We are live on Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole, the only place where you can catch the full show. So if you're watching on YouTube, show will cut off after the Knowledge Cock. So make sure you subscribe over on Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. And of course, if you are interested in saving 20%, you get 20% off all merch over there at papaswolio.com, only for a limited time. We're doing it for St. Paddy's Day. So make sure you go and check it out. Let me bring it up right here on the screen and reload, because we got a lot of great bestsellers. Everything on the entire page. Look at that guy. Look at this fucking guy. Let's get a round of applause for this fucking guy. Oh. All right. 20% off everything. Kiss me. I'm swole. Go to the fucking gym. Super swole bros. And all our bestsellers right there. We got the Muscle Alphabet Barbell Girl. We have Go to the Fucking Gym. We have the design with the leprechaun on it. We have Gandalf. We got Depth Vader. Teenage Mutant Lifting Turtles. Vamos al Puto Gimnasio. Door the Swole Explorer. Forest Pump. We got everything. All the best designs. We have our brand new ones from the past couple weeks. Make Shaming Great Again. We have the GTTFG NASA design, which is great. I Warm Up With Your Max. SpongeBob Swole Pants. Lots of cool things. Save 20% off the entire site over there on papaswolio.com. And if you are ready to take action with your fitness, you want to get access to all the programs, all the private live streams, you want to get access to the hundreds of yoga classes, master classes, Swollen 7, Swolga sessions, brain gains, meditation, everything that you need to crush your seven pillars, head on over to swolenormousx.com and join the fam. Today, we had an awesome overtime segment yesterday, Friday. And of course, on Thursday, we had our Roundtable 64, which is all available in Swole TV. So join the Swole fam today over at swolenormousx.com. Links down below in the description. Go and check it out so you can get access and start those programs today, because it is March. And you know how we don't do anything for the summer. I'm not trying to tell you that you can get shredded for the summer, but if you want to get going, and you can lose, 10, 20, 30 pounds of fat by the time May, June, July rolls around. You're going to be outside. You're going to be in nicer weather. Of course, I'm down here in Florida. It's been fucking gorgeous every day, which is why I live here, because it's the greatest place to fucking live, the best weather in the country. I would recommend that you get started today. It's always today. hey, Papa Solia, what should I do? When should I start? What exercises should I do? Join us. That's why I created Soul Enormous X. We have everything that you need in one spot. You don't have to go searching endlessly on Google, on DuckDuckGo. You don't have to just piece things together from random Instagram accounts and TikTok accounts and YouTube channels. We got everything in one spot. And we're always adding new stuff, new yoga classes every week. We're always adding new workouts and new yoga and new recipes. We're always adding to Soul Enormous X. And there's so much stuff there already. You'll never get through it all. But in other words, we have exactly what you need. And that's the most important thing. You have it in one spot. You have people around you that are working on their seven pillars. You have experts inside the Swole fam, including myself, that will help guide you and narrow down where you should start. And if you have any questions or adjustments or things that you need for your home gym or for your actual gym, things you need to swap out, that's what the Swole fam's there. So join us, SwoleNormousX.com. That being said, let's get into today's episode. Let's bust the nut open. We'll give the Swole card away at the end of today's episode. Put some respect on it, fam. You know the Swole card. If you're a part of the Swole fam, you got your Swole text today. You know what Swole card it is. And drop in the comments down below what you smash today. Falcon. Let's bust that shit wide open. All right, hashtag Swole Slut. It's Swole Slut Saturday, so hashtag SSS, especially if you're on CommieTube, you might have to drop the triple S so you don't get a little slap on the wrist. Hashtag Swole Slut Saturday for a chance to win today's Swole card. It's SSS. Happy Swole Slut Saturday, everyone. Now let's get into that tip. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, one come all. Let's see what Brandon's
what's in the box?
Got for all of us. Brandon's got a picture of some food. And Brandon says, had a couple hours in between meetings, so I finally was able to do some solid meal prepping. Moving into my house equals limited cooking and way too much eating out. Still a hot mess in this new place, but I found the boxes for kitchen and cooking supplies, got to work, meat cookies, Lucky Charms, and a weak-ass bird breasts and thighs. I like that. Chicken is absolutely a weak bird, but definitely get those meat cookies. Let's fucking go. Yes. Very nice, Brandon. Very nice. And we got one here from Pedro El Superman. Pedro says, today I embraced my fear. I sensed the scared athlete who threw out his back a couple years ago, packed on the 225s on each side, beltless. The moment of truth. Did I earn my weight again? Did I do enough to come back from that? Did I have enough confidence to do the reps to standard and make it happen? The result? Warm-up sets, target weight 300 pounds, two sets at 6 and 5 reps. Achievement unlocked, the man of steel hath returned. Ooh, I like that.
Wow.
Finally had the courage to cross the 300 barrier, the mental block. I'm so grateful for this journey, the relentless pursuit of greatness, getting close to the 3 wheels, and we'll get up to 4 plates soon. Pedro, you also get a medal. Good for you. One of the tough things about getting back into it after an injury is that mental block. And it's also, but the mental block is there for a reason, because you don't want to hurt yourself. You don't want to go through that again. But as long as you are preparing properly, you're putting in the work, you're going to have to cross that bridge. You're going to have to cross that moat. You're going to have to get across that. And as Pedro said here, it's more mental than it is physical. You will come back. You're able to come back. The muscle or the muscle memory and those nerve pathways, you know, you've done it before. So you've been there before. The question is, you know, and the hesitation is to not go through the injury and the recovery process. Cause that sucks. Right now, my quad, my fucking quad on my right side. I don't even know if it's my vastus lateralis. It's like my IT band. I don't think the IT band will hurt like that. It just feels super deep. And this is from like 2 or 3 weeks ago when I went super hard in the pendulum squats. I had a sick fucking set and it's just tight. I wouldn't say I overdid it, but I pushed really hard and maybe I kind of tweaked something. So you have to go through that process of making sure that you are ready to push that hard again, or you adjust your training to compensate for it. You go through some corrective exercise. You go through some period of deloading. It's going to happen. If you train hard regularly, you're going to have these little setbacks. Sometimes it's major. You just want to avoid any major setbacks, if at all possible. Let's see. Let's get into a couple email responses. If you want to get on the email list, let me fill up your inbox with the knowledge cock. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com. Again, that's makeemailswoleagain.com. Get on the email list today. First response, we got two from what I think about CrossFit email that was sent out a few days ago. Mercedes says, I want to achieve muscle definition and only volume in the butt. Only volume in the butt. I lift weights 6 days a week for this. Oof, that's a lot. One day I do 10 minutes of stairs and 10 minutes of steps cardio. Okay. Muscle definition. So lifting heavy weights, eating better. 6 days a week for lifting weights. Far too much for the average person. Way too much overkill. You're probably not training hard enough and you're doing too much volume and you're going to burn out, especially with women. If you overdo it, you're going to have a lot of hormone issues. It can really fuck you up if you overdo it. So make sure you're focusing on recovery. If you're making progress, good for you. If you're not, let's go back to the drawing board and make sure that you are prioritizing. So if you're trying to grow your glutes, make sure you're prioritizing glutes in your training. So you'd be shocked how many, actually, you probably wouldn't be shocked, Swole fam, because you guys are here every day. But if you are, you'd be shocked at how many people are trying to prioritize a body part or say they are, and the programming does anything but, pun intended. So whatever you're trying to prioritize, make sure that it gets the most recovery and make sure that you're training it first when you do train it. So you want to have a separate day or train that first on a leg day or something like that. All right. David says there is also a large disconnect between doing CrossFit and being a CrossFit competitor. The athletes at the CrossFit Games are jacked and incredible and in incredible shape. Yeah. And they're also juiced out of their minds. But they didn't get that way just by just doing CrossFit classes. They have structured programs to increase strength, endurance, mobility, et cetera, as well as perfecting the various disciplines in order to be better at completing the CrossFit workouts. Attending CrossFit classes may help you lose weight and improve your fitness, but you won't be winning competitions without a lot of extra work and a lot of extra sauce. People still think that, I don't know why, people still think that the people in the CrossFit Games are natural or something like that, especially the highest levels. You are smoking that cocaine is a hell of a drug if you think that those people are natural. And there's much disconnect between CrossFit and being a CrossFit competitor, of course. And, you know, the CrossFit Games has definitely made CrossFit a lot more popular because people see it on TV and Reebok bought it. And I guess they still own it or whatever it is right now. But one of the issues with CrossFit is that people at individual CrossFit gyms compete. You're competing with yourself. You're competing with other people. You're competing for time. You're competing for a scoreboard or a leaderboard. And that's the problem when you have poorly trained or weekend warrior types that are doing highly technical and highly intense movements for time and for max reps and for speed. It's just, it's super sketchy. So you guys know we've talked about this a lot, but there's absolutely a massive disconnect. Same thing with lifting weights. There's a massive separation between what I'm doing. Let's say I'm doing training, strength training, mobility, and bodybuilding for me. I'm not stepping on stage. There's a huge difference between someone that trains like I do. And then, of course, if I'm trying to step on stage and do something like that, because obviously stepping on a stage has nothing to do with your strength. You want to look a certain way. So what I do is much different than what I would have to do. And there's a much different than between casual and I would say, I don't know, casual bodybuilding. I think everyone should be doing bodybuilding, strength training, evenly distributing muscle mass and strength training. And it's a beautiful thing, but also making sure that you are understanding the difference between doing it for yourself and doing it on a professional level or for that kind of an outcome. All right, let's see here. Dun, 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 dun. Let's get into some knowledge talk. Let's get in some more. Dance it up a little bit. You can start dropping your questions down below. Hashtag Ask Mama School. Yeah. All right. Hashtag APS. Let's do it. First one is from, let's see, Shalouv Dior Juju. Papa Solia, what the most important thing to do before the gym? Probably poop. Get your poop out. Get your pee out. No, I would say hydrate. I mean, everything you do before the gym is important. So your sleep, your morning routine, whatever it is. But hydration, I would say it's probably hydration with electrolytes. It's probably one of, if not the most important thing. So it's not just drinking water. If you go to the gym, you start chugging water at the gym, it's way too late. 2 or 3 hours before. I'm serious. 2 to 3 hours before. First thing you do when you wake up, you should drink 32 ounces of water. Chug it. Just smash that fucking water with electrolytes in it. You could have your creatine in the morning. That's all fine. But water and electrolytes first thing in the morning, 16 to 32 ounces, pound it. It's just the most important thing you could do is hydrate, but hydrate properly. It's not just drinking water. Like I said, it's the potassium, sodium, magnesium. Don't be afraid of salt. Make sure you hydrate. And it's not right before you go in, not drinking on the way to the gym. It's drinking it hours before. And if you train first thing in the morning, it's hydrating the day before. And of course, drinking water first thing when you wake up. If you wake up, boom, and you train, you might not want to drink 32 ounces of water. You might be pissing your whole workout or feel bloated, but you can start drinking water right away. Of course, when you first wake up, you just want to make sure you're hydrated the day before. Because remember, if you're dehydrated on Tuesday, you might also have been poor habits or not drank enough water or electrolytes on Monday. So again, your morning starts with the night before and the day before. Rye Guy, Papa Swolio, not a question, but oh, that is a question. I just finished reading Atomic Habits. Thank you for the recommendation. Any other books you would recommend? Check out the Amazon book list. I haven't updated in a while, but there's a lot of good books on there. So go to log into the account and go to book club or book list. It's right there on the top of your home library page when you're logged into Swole Normous X. Anti Brush, Papa Swolio, best way to eat meat on a budget. Can't really afford or find grass-fed where we live. A lot of people say this. I mean, I don't know where you live where you can't find grass-fed or finished meat. You can order it online. So most of you order it online. I find it locally. Every store pretty much has grass-fed and grass-finished. When you talk about a budget, best way to eat meat, do the best that you can. If it says grass-fed, it's probably not fed much grass. That's a marketing scam. So it has to say 100% grass-fed and grass-finished, and you want to get the highest quality possible. But of course, when there's a lot of money in something, hey, people want to eat healthier meat. Shocker. People, these farms and stuff are going to skirt every loophole possible. So what you can do is, we've talked about this a lot, you can go to a store that sells it, and you can ask, do you have any meat that maybe is expiring soon that you can sell at a discount? I'm trying to buy in bulk and save some money. And a lot of times the butchers or people that run the produce department and the meat department might have a lot of meat that maybe the expiration is in a few days and they're not gonna be able to sell it in time. So they're not putting it out, and they might just mark it as a loss, and they'll more than happy to sell it to you for 50 or 75% off. And a lot of you in the comments can drop your thoughts, but you can ask. You could buy in bulk, go in with a couple friends and get half a cow, and then split it at a discount. You know, if you buy in bulk with a couple other people, just get the highest quality you can. If you can't get grass-fed meat, then just get the best that you can. If you can't get 100% grass-fed, then get grass-fed. In other words, just do the best that you can. But I would definitely ask. And again, you will be shocked at what you can get and what cost, because a lot of times they might overbuy. Happens all the time. When you see produce, whether it's fruit or things like that, hey, 3 for $5 or buy one, get two free, or it's because they have too much, or they're trying to move it out because they're bringing in more. And if they have another shipment coming in and they have too much of something, they're going to sell at a discount before it goes bad, because otherwise they're just going to maybe donate it, or they're just going to throw it out back. You know, a lot of people do dumpster diving outside the back of a supermarket. So they might give it to their employees or things like that, or they might take it home. But of course, if they can sell it at least cost and make up and recoup, that's a great thing for them to do. Let's say that they paid $100 for X amount. They might want to sell it for $300 overall, but if they can sell it for $100, at least they don't take a loss on it. And you could order online. Like I said, doesn't matter where you live, you can order it. But again, what we're talking about here, it's not always inexpensive, but the more you order, the more you buy in most places, you'll get a discount. So just get the best that you can, the highest quality that you can. Maybe talk to some local farmers. If you said you can't really find grass-fed where you live, maybe you live more in the middle of nowhere. Maybe there's farms around you. Maybe you could talk to a local farmer in your community. Maybe you can get a good deal or exchange some skills. Maybe there's something that you have or something that you, maybe you have fruit in your yard. Maybe you could do some sort of barter. There's a lot of different options. Maybe you can work something out. There's a lot of, and a lot of people don't realize how many farms there are tucked in, small farms, and people that have X amount of cows, and they might process some meat. There's a lot of small independent farms. So if you guys have any suggestions, you could drop that in the chat. Let's see, Lavish, Lavash, Armo, Papa Swolio, is there anywhere I can find a list of safe, recommended things to use daily, such as laundry soap, hand soap, shampoos, etc.? Anything that's phthalate-free, no mineral oils, paraben-free. I would check out the book Estrogeneration, kind of goes through all the things you should be, or many of the things you should be avoiding. This is written like 7 or 8 years ago, but Estrogeneration is on the book list as well. So I would check that out. That's a great place to understand why these things are toxic and to learn, hey, what you should avoid and what you can opt for. But we buy a lot of stuff on Amazon and other places, natural cleanings. We do, I think we use, what's it called? Molly's. We do that for the laundry detergent. We use 100% organic wool balls for the dryer instead of dryer sheets. Those things are horrific for you. You could put a little bit, you could put some drops of essential oil on the wool balls and throw it in, and you know, it fluffs the clothes and lets air get through there. So you can use essential oils and stuff. There's a lot of good options out there. So it's not really so much about having, I mean, a list is good. We have a bunch of stuff in the Amazon store, but it's also about understanding what to avoid. So you can make those decisions no matter where you live. You can look at the ingredients and see what you want or what you don't want. Dennis, in the old episodes on the Telegram chat, you were talking about and loving sweet potatoes every day. What made you want to stop and see how you feel without them when you were loving them so much? I was just used to eating them. I really had no preference. I never really liked sweet potatoes. I just ate them. It's always for function, but I haven't had sweet potatoes in quite some time and I feel totally fine without them. I don't miss them at all. I think it was oxalates was one of the reasons why I decided to cut back on them, and I feel great. I wouldn't be afraid to eat one. I had one a few months ago, but I have no desire to like continue eating them. I might throw one in. I have some white rice. We do that more often. But I feel good. I feel good without them, so I haven't added them back in. That's why. So what made me stop, it's really about testing things. I don't just do things to do them. I'm always willing to cut something out and see how I feel. And if I don't feel any different, I feel just as fine without it. Keep things simple. Why would I add it back in? It's not going to be better than eating more meat. I don't want to fill up stomach space with sweet potato when I can have a little bit more steak or something like that. There's more valuable things to consume. Remember, you only have so much energy to eat and so much stomach space and calories you can process. So it really depends on what your goals are. But I'm not against eating them. I just haven't in a while. I stopped and for a while I just forgot about eating them. And it's like, oh shit, I haven't had those in a year or two. I guess I don't miss it that much. But again, it's not like I'm not having any carbs. Saini Divyam 2001, Papa Swolio. I goes to the gym every day, but my lifestyle is not good because of workload. Does I continue my gym? Are you asking me if you should keep going to the gym? Yeah. And improve your lifestyle. I think you're making a bullshit excuse and you're blaming it on your work. Do the best that you can. Do better. You could do better. I'm sure you can. Ian Crooks, Papa Swolio, who is your pick, Iron Mike Tyson or Jake Paul? It's going to be a boxing match on Netflix, of which I will not watch. I don't know what the rules are. I heard somewhere that they're wearing head gear. I don't know if they're wearing headgear or what. I think if it's a free, if it's actually not a rigged fight and whatnot, I think Tyson will put Jake in a body bag. But if they're wearing head, I don't know what the rules are. I don't really follow. I don't really care. At the same time, if Jake Paul won, he's what, 25, or Tyson's like 60. I don't know. It's like he's the GOAT, but I mean, he's obviously 40 years past his prime or something. So I don't know. I don't know why people give a shit. Kara, what do you use for skincare? Tallow and jojoba oil for the most part. Now, Tyson's apps, they're all getting paid for sure. Of course they're getting paid. Of course they're getting paid. Demagod 456 Catastenia. How are you so strong? Well, I lift weights.
Matt Damon.
All the time. I'm lifting weights all the time. I'm not the strongest person in the world, that's for damn sure, but I like to think of myself as plenty strong. Could I be stronger? Sure. And I shall try to get stronger today and tomorrow. Marcel Locastaneda. Papa Sulia, what's your strongest exercise? I don't know. My strongest exercise. I would say it's probably like anyone else. How much weight can you lift? I don't know. Leg press or deadlift. I don't even deadlift a lot, but it's probably my strongest in terms of how much weight I can lift. I'm not even sure how the context of this. It's going to be the same for everyone. Everyone can deadlift more. That's going to be the most overload that they can do if you're doing some sort of a RDL or deadlift. So I don't know if you mean. Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean by that. No one's going to be like, my strongest lift is a bicep curl. It's like, that's functionally not true. You can lift more weights with other body parts. I would say one of the ideal things you should be focusing on is to not have anything that stands out. And that's really the idea of, I wouldn't say necessarily bodybuilding, but that's my mindset with it. You don't want to have weak points. You don't want to have anything like, this is the strongest thing. I'm just crushed with this and this sucks. You know, these body parts suck, but these are awesome. You're always going to have ones that develop better than others. You might have body parts that you prefer to train, but you want to just get that out of your mind. You want to make sure that you train everything evenly with the same intensity. Franny Roquay. Papa Swilly, do you take any type of supplement to increase muscle mass? I don't think there's any supplement that increases muscle mass, aside from doing something like anabolic steroids. But creatine's great. It doesn't increase muscle mass, but it improves water retention and improves your body's ability to recover between bouts of high intensity exercise. So creatine's great. It's really going to come down to the food. Magnesium is fantastic, but these things don't like increase muscle mass. They just help your body function. They help your electrolyte balance. They help nervous system function. They help lower stress levels and things like that. So it's more about the actions that you take. It's the food, it's the habits, it's your sleep, sauna, cold plunge, you know, proper training protocols. You know, it's a good question, but you know, eating protein, if you want to get a grass-fed whey protein concentrate, I wouldn't say that's a supplement that increases muscle mass, but it's food. So you want to make sure your nutrition and your diet's on point. Yeah, that's actually on the list. T-Bone says, merch idea, can you make a Swole Foods with the Whole Foods? Yeah, that's actually on the list. That was actually an idea, you know, of like a business, Swole Foods. I think other people have that, but yeah, that was on the list. I can bump it up. I just made a note to bump that up. We have so many fucking things. We could bump that up if you guys want that one. It's a good idea. We have so many on the list. That's a good one. It looked cool. All right, let's see here. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, that's the last question from Instagram. Nice. All right. Anyone else? Live questions or topics, things you want to drop in the chat? Going once, going twice, going ball deep.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. That's deep.
All right, fam. You know what time it is. If you're watching on YouTube, switch on over to Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. We only stream the first portion of the show to CommyTube because they're a bunch of cucks and they can fuck all the way off. So switch on over to Rumble, rumble.com/TheDailySwole. Links are in the description down below. And we'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is Ask Papa Swole Live. So turn on those notifications and 2872. Only taking questions tomorrow, so be there for that. Okay, let's move on. Let's get into it. Fam, pick a number. Let's pick a number 1, 2, or 3. Let's just jump right into a video. 1, 2, 3, or 4. 1, 2, 3, or 4. Let me just load up my X. All right. Number 1, 2, 3, or 4. Let's do Michelle Clifford, number 4. Oh, this is going to be juicy. It's called Man in Gym Locker Room. Uh-oh.
Matt Damon.
Uh-oh. Oh, goodness. All right, man. Great.
Good morning at 8 degrees below zero in Fairbanks, Alaska.
I heard about this.
Day 2 of Planet Fitness Saga. I came in Monday. There's a man in the women's locker room shaving. A little girl sitting in the corner. She could have been 12 years old. I don't know how old she was. In a towel. Kind of freaked out that there's a man shaving in her locker room.
No
shit. Well, I was offended. I took a picture of him and I asked him, why are you there? You're a man with a penis. Why are you in the women's locker room?
That's what men have. A man with a penis. Well, that's what a man is. A man has a penis. That's it. That's it. Men have penises. Maybe tiny ones, maybe tiny peepees. But men have penises. We got the soundboard for it. A 4-year-old knows.
Boys have a penis. Girls have vagina.
That's how it works. That's it. We got to stop saying biological man and biological women and men with a penis. No, it's a man. Just a man.
And he justified by saying, I'm queer LGB. And I said, yeah. You shouldn't be in the women's locker room. Well, yeah. I left.
Good.
And good. As I said this morning, I got canceled. Planet Fitness is defending the man in the women's locker room, the man with the penis. Rather than the child sitting in the corner with a towel wrapped around her.
Yep.
So people, I just want you to know.
Boycott Planet Fitness.
This is weird. It's not good.
Cancel your memberships.
It's rather disturbing. So
I'm going to tweet that now.
I would like for you women to stand up and have a voice and stop the shenanigans. You have authority. Use your authority. I took that picture because I felt like I was in an unsafe space. And so I'm probably going to go report this to the police today, but I just want to tell Samantha and Joe that work there and own it, thank you so much for canceling my membership. You saved me the trip. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. So I heard of this. I'm not sure how widespread. I think it's I read the policy. I just tweeted, cancel your Planet Fitness memberships. Look, as if you needed any other reason. I know Planet Fitness is everywhere. They have a cheap membership. We know their grift. They want you to stay fat. They want you to pay $10 a month so you forget and you just pay without showing up. Like, they grift off fat, lazy people, and they try to keep you fat because that's how they stay in business. So obviously, I don't know what their bottom line is or how successful, but they've spread. They're all over the country. I know you might go to a Planet Fitness, but if they are going to promote men being in women's locker rooms and they're going to be part of this cult, then cancel your Planet Fitness memberships. Go somewhere else.
Fuck yourself.
Go somewhere else. I would be blowing this up if I care. If I had a Planet Fitness membership, I would be blowing this up. But that's how you get these companies to change that shit, is you cancel the fuck out of their memberships. All right, cancel that shit. Fuck the Purple Planet. It's always sucked. I know some people train. I'm not saying you can't make gains there. If that's what you can afford, I get it. But if you want things to change and you have a moral stance and you're not afraid to stand up for what you believe and cancel your shit. You might not think it makes a difference, but that's what everyone thinks. If everyone does it, it'll make a huge difference and they'll back off. Otherwise, this shit the news gets tighter. The news keeps on getting tighter. So again, as if you needed any other reason to cancel that garbage fucking membership. Fuck Planet Fitness. Fuck them in their stupid asses. All right.
Sell crazy someplace else.
Remember Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back? It is you that are the ball lickers. Fuck you and your stupid asses. Oh, feels good. Feels good. All right. What do we got here? Speaking of which, I shared this yesterday. We didn't do news. Let's do a couple things here. You can pick a number 1, 2, or 3, drop in the chat. So I shared this from Plato. The price good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. A lot of people don't want to talk politics. Oh, I'm so tired of politics. I don't want to talk politics, and people get offended or they tune out and, oh, it's too much. Well, keep being a huge pussy then. It's not about politics. It's just about life. If you don't care what happens in your world, you will be ruled by psychopaths and sociopaths. And that's really what most people are in government or in places of power. They are they're lunatics. These are narcissists. These are egomaniacs. These are sociopaths. These are people that do not care about what happens to you in your daily life. They don't give a shit about you. And why should they? They're sitting in their ivory towers. They're in Washington. They don't give a fuck about you in your little small town or in your city. They don't give a fuck. If it doesn't impact them directly, they don't care. They're going to say whatever they can in order to make a buck and to grift as much as possible. They're full of shit. And they have their hands tied. You have major corporations that are, you know, taking out hits on people and really backing these politicians into a corner. They can't do anything unless they pay up and pay out. It's a completely corrupt system. It's been absolutely hijacked, which is why we should be staunch constitutionalists and really take it back down to the bare bones and understand the principles under which this country was founded. Get back to that reality. So anyway, if you're going to say, oh, I don't care, a lot of people will say that, right? They voted for, and I have a friend of mine who says, you know, I voted for Biden in 2020. I might not vote in 2024. I think they're both too old. That's a pussy cop out. That's a way to not take personal responsibility for making a terrible, garbage, fucking bullshit decision in 2020. Own up to it. Own up that you absolutely fucked up. Oh, I voted because I didn't like Trump. Yeah, fucked up. You've been lied to. You were cucked out by the mainstream media. And you have to face yourself and realize that you fucked up and you were wrong. You were wrong. We warned you. But you didn't listen. You didn't like the orange man. So now you're fucked up. You fucked up. It's your fault. Everything that we have going on right now, the rapid decline, it's your fault. Own up to it. Do better in 2024. But don't act like indifference is like, well, rather than taking responsibility, you have all these people that were voicing support for the lockdowns and trying to take away your rights. And then now it's like, well, we didn't know and everything was so crazy. Bull fucking shit. Bullshit. You knew exactly what you were doing. And you're a terrible person. If you don't look at yourself in the mirror and realize and admit that you fucked up, you're the problem. You're the problem. Okay. Just don't be the problem anymore. Don't continue to be the problem. If you fucked up, I think we all get it, but don't fuck up this time. Okie dokie. How long is this? Hold on a second. Okay. So I don't know if you heard about this Advil campaign. So now your headache is racist, or if you have a headache, it's because of white supremacy. Check out this ad from Advil. You might have seen the pictures of the bullshit, like in the store. You might see like the display, the end cap or whatever. Check this out from Advil. Don't take ibuprofen. Don't take that shit. That stuff is fucking poison. It's poison for you. The reason why you have a headache is because you're not getting good sleep. You're eating garbage fucking food and you probably aren't consuming enough electrolytes. Like, you're just poisoning yourself, which is why you have a headache. I think 99% of headaches are just dehydration. Okay, check us out.
I should not have to beg my doctor to run tests or ask them to take another look.
Believe my pain, the Advil Pain Equity Project. Advil hosted a roundtable discussion about systemic pain bias in healthcare.
Welcome to Believe My Pain, a discussion about systemic pain bias in healthcare. I want to thank all of you and all of you for joining me today as we talk about this very important issue.
It's not.
I also want to thank the Pain Equity Project developed by Advil in partnership with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Black Health for inviting us to be a part of their commitment to addressing pain bias in Black communities.
I should not have to beg my doctor to run tests.
Pain equity. Ask me about my pain equity. Ask me. Everyone's a fucking lumberjack all of a sudden. Okay, let's move on from that evil shit. Communism is not good. Equity is garbage. Equity is outcome. Okay. So for those people that think that Gavin Newsom would be a good replacement for Joe Biden, doesn't care about your freedoms either. Fucktard Newsom a couple days ago posted this. Another day, another common sense gun safety law struck down by a right-wing judge. This is exactly why we need to amend the U.S. Constitution and establish a right to safety. And it says San Diego federal judge strikes down California law limiting high-frequency gun purchases. Your right to bear arms, if you know the Second Amendment, what do most people say right after this? Shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. This is what happens. And I don't know if this is like specifically coordinated, but this is why it's great for the government to run the education system, to make sure that your children are fucking retards, so they grow up to be retarded adults that don't understand what the term and the words shall not be infringed. What does shall mean? What does infringe mean? It means none. Shall not be infringed. Yeah, you're not going to fuck with my right to defend myself and my family. But you don't need high-capacity magazines to defend yourself. Fuck yeah, I do. Fuck yes, I do. Absolutely. I have thousands and thousands and thousands of rounds of ammo, of which I will unload all of it if you infringe on my property or pose a risk to my family. Absolutely. So good for this right-wing judge. Why is it right-wing? So it's right-wing to be pro-freedom. It's right-wing to use logic and common sense. It's right-wing to be a constitutionalist. So they will come for your guns. Who cares how many guns? High-frequency gun purchases. Oh, my God. This guy bought a gun last week. He bought another one this week. Yep. Sounds like a good idea to me. Hey. You know, I don't buy guns all the time, but I have many a firearm. And I went through a period where I was I was getting a lot of guns. You know, you when you first start getting, you kind of get a bunch or you get a few or you whatever it is, you build up your, and then maybe you get a couple things here and there. You maybe pick up something every couple years or you know, it's like you don't necessarily buy 10 guns a week, but if you're building out a stash or you might buy a few. So when I was first buying, I bought a couple. I was like going to the store and picking it up. And for a few weeks at a time, I was just going all the time. Don't tell me how many guns I can buy and how frequently I can go purchase them. Shall not be infringed. I'll buy as many as I fucking want. As many as I want, whatever kind of gun I want. If I want a cannon, I'll buy a fucking cannon. Again, it's not the guns that you need to make illegal. We already have the things in our law that tell you what you can't do. You cannot use that weapon to shoot someone. I can't just go down the street and like, let me test this one out. I will go to prison for the rest of my life for murder, as I should, if I use the firearm. If they're breaking into my house, I will also use my firearm to defend myself, my family. So the laws are already in place on how you can, and I think that's totally fine. You should have the right to have any weapon you want and in any quantity, and if you use them against innocent people, you're going to go to prison, as you should. As you should. All right. Did I t- tell you guys to pick another one. Pick a number 1, 2, or 3. One, two, or three. Pick a number 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3. That's 1, 2, or 3. Pick a number. We will get into another video. One, two, or three. Pedro says they will appeal to the morally incompetent with a third party to siphon votes again. With someone like RFK Jr., meantime, Volder Biden will run the ticket because he can be manipulated easily. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who RFK, I feel like RFK takes from Biden. I guess it might take a little from Trump, but not really. Because RFK, isn't he pro-gun control? I don't know everything about RFK's positions, but I feel like he might be a good option to have in the cabinet, but I don't know. I don't really know enough about all his positions. He's definitely better than God. When I say he's definitely better than Biden, that's just such a low bar, right? When people are like, oh, he's better than Biden, that fuck, I can throw a rock. There's literally, I can throw it out my front door and hit someone that's better than Biden. So that's not really a good argument for anyone that makes that. All right, let's go with Lavish Armo, number 2. And you are joining,
What's in the box?
The corner with ye. To the corner with ye, lady. This is...
The Almighty says, don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
Everything you know is wrong. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
These videos where big people... I really cannot stand these videos where big people act like they aren't eating thousands and thousands.
Y'all are about to be so sick of me, but...
Yep, I am already.
You don't know everything about this person.
Okay, if I see someone who's morbidly obese, it's not because they're fasting every day.
The underlying tone of this video is that, like, being fat is something negative, and...
It's definitely a negative. Look, there's no fucking positive thing about it. It is negative. Your health is exceptionally compromised. That's it. It's fucking negative. Now, whether you think it's beautiful, that's subjective. You can be insane and be like, being fat is beautiful. That's subjective. It's objectively unhealthy. So it is negative.
Like, I'm all about body neutrality personally, but also what you're saying is just from a purely scientific standpoint incorrect.
It's not.
Before I get into this, I'm going to recommend a podcast that I really like. It's called Maintenance Phase, and it talks about why we have the misconceptions that we have about weight loss.
Maintenance Phase. If there's ever a cuck podcast to listen to, go listen to a podcast called Maintenance Phase. Hey, don't make progress. Just Maintenance Phase. Ugh. May as well just put how to be average and to justify my bad behaviors. May as well just call it that.
And weight gain and what we can do about them.
Ugh.
But moving on to the main topic. Ugh. If any of you know the TV show The Biggest Loser, you'll also know that a lot of the people who go on Biggest Loser and lose a lot of weight end up gaining all of that weight back.
Do we have to explain why people? That's for fucking TV. They do extreme garbage. The Biggest Loser is a train wreck of a show.
This isn't like a crazy outlier. It's just because your body will adjust to the amount of weight that you lose and make sure that you gain that weight back.
That's not correct.
So people can't just increase their metabolism. That's-
they absolutely can. Lift heavy fucking weights. Are you... Well, I guess you are retarded. Okay. Well, everyone except her.
Everybody knows you never go full retard.
Not how it works. There was a 2012 study published on this. The study...
Oh, a study. Oh, there is a study. A study. Studies cannot be biased at all. People never manipulate studies. People never misinterpret studies. People always get the proper sample size. People always cross every I or cross every T and dot every I of every variable in a study. Studies are never wrong. Just do one study on something and there it is. As long as there's a study, that's the answer. We have a study. Ah, mechanized society. I love it. If there's a chart or a data or a study, what about all the thousands of studies that are never published because it doesn't fit the narrative? This person doesn't know what they're talking about.
The 2012 study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, and like after exercise and a good diet and whatnot or whatever.
And what is exercise or good diet? Most people that say good diet, especially the medical community, I wouldn't trust a fucking moment. I wouldn't trust a fucking thing about that. Yeah, the medical community knows a lot about how to properly eat, sure.
People still were predisposed to gaining their weight back.
I wonder why.
Because of the fact that their body's like metabolic rate just adjusted. Also, obese is a category that's defined by the BMI, just for
accurate
purposes of what I'm saying.
Accurate.
There was a study published in 2016 that said that unhealthy skinny people are 2 times more likely to get type 2 diabetes than fit fat people.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ. Even with this stupid comment, I can rip it apart. Skinny people are 2 times more likely they don't have any muscle mass than fit fat people. Fit fat people. Fit fat people. Again, that's an oxymoron. But what I think you're trying to talk about is if you lift weights, you could be a power lifter. You could be a bodybuilder and be off season and have more muscle mass. If you have more muscle mass, forget the body fat. Muscle mass is going to make you healthier, period. You can have a higher percentage of body fat, but have a lot of muscle mass because you train hard and you eat in a surplus and you're bulking or something like that. You will still be healthier than someone who's skinny and has no muscle mass. Again, muscle mass is exceptionally important for hormone regulation, for insulin sensitivity. That was it. Jesus Christ, that was it?
Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up
here.
What
you just said.
That was it?
Is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
Shocker.
At no point
Thanks.
In your rambling, incoherent response were you even close
cool
to
story.
Anything
Great.
That could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Oh.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your
Come
soul.
Come on now, fit fat people? Well, it's muscle mass. It's muscle mass. Okay. Okay, let's see. What do we have here? All right, let's get into one more video. This one's called... Oh, no. What a fucking ending to the show. Oh, no. Repeat offender. Fam.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
It's kind of tainty, man. It's pumpkin face. Oh, pumpkin face. No. No, everyone hit the thumbs up button, like the show on Rumble. No, it's pumpkin face. Oh, no. Oh, no. Like kid pics? Oh, no. Who remembers that? Right, you undo? Oh, no. Oh, pumpkin face. It's called, the video is called Gay Fat. Shit. Fam, it's pumpkin face. All right, should we do it? Shall we do it, lads? I don't know if I want to do more news today. It's just about illegal murdering someone. Sexually, the shooting in New York. Maybe we'll do some of that stuff tomorrow. I don't feel like getting into more of that today. I'll talk about maybe one story. I did a poll yesterday on my Twitter. All right, this is called Gay Fat. Are you ready? Jesus
Christ. Matt Damon.
What's in the box?
Oh, come on, pumpkin face. What are you wearing, bro? What is this? What's happening here? It's not looking good.
I am so sick of being gay fat.
Gay fat?
Yeah, like
you're looking
I'm
rough,
fat
bro. Sorry.
Are you aware that there are gay fat people? Yeah, like me. Gay fat.
Ew.
No, not gay fat. Like you're using it. Like people
what do you
who
get
are
these
fat
clothes?
And also gay. Like people who would be living life as a fat person if they weren't gay, and then they are also gay on top of that. Well, clearly they're not who I'm talking about. When you look around the gay community you found yourself in, do you ever see any fat people? Actually fat people? Yes. No. Okay, but you know that they do exist, right? Like, yeah, duh. Have you considered that the reason that you feel bad about your body or are made to feel bad about your body in the gay community you find yourself in is because you're constantly showing up in anti-fat queer spaces? Like, hear me out. What if you sought out community with queer fat people? Not just the muscular instigators who won't give you the time of day. I don't know. I'm willing to bet that not only would
you... Muscular instigators? Oh, man. All right. All right. Okay. We got something. Okay. That made me laugh. All right. I'm glad we actually got some value from one of his videos. Muscular instigays. I need to hear that again. I don't know what he's talking about. I haven't listened to a fucking word. I tuned out. So let's just finish it, but maybe there'll be another muscular instigays. That was worth it. That's a soundboard.
Not just the muscular instigays who won't give you the time of day. I don't know. I'm willing to bet that not only would you feel more comfortable in your body when you're not around people who are obsessed with thinness and the capital that it brings all the time, but also that you would learn why using a term like gay fat is so vile. That might be a good point. If you feel like the gay community in its entirety is anti-fat, despite the existence of many happy, fat, queer people who exist in community together, you definitely need to broaden your horizons.
Yo, people, I have no idea. What are you arguing about, gay, fat people? I don't even know what the point is. I'm not offended. I'm not angry. I don't care about any of this. I don't care about anything that he just said. One thing, this guy needs to eat some steak and go to the fucking gym because he's looking tight. He's looking plumpy. You just look puffy, bro. Maybe because your body is infected with all these garbage ideas. What are we talking about here? Fat gay people? I don't really even know what the point is. I just know what it has to do with a couple things I give no shits about. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you want to be with men. I don't want to be with men, so it's not like it's taken away from me. I don't care. I don't know what the argument is here or what the concern is, so. Anyway,
I better use my strong.
That hurt my brain. Let's do so we did a poll. Let's do a couple more of these little stories here. So I said, vote for dumb shit. This is what happens. Is it bad enough yet? This is from New York. I don't really want to play this whole video. You might have seen it before, but we had a shooting on a New York City train. This guy who was fucking insane was instigating it. Another guy defended himself. I think he might be allowed. I think it was self-defense because it's so obvious he was attacked, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you live in New York City. If you live in New York City, I don't know how the fuck you live there without getting the fuck out. Absolutely crazy. I don't want to play it. I don't want to, well, it's too long, but if you haven't seen that, go check it out on my Twitter. One more thing, a couple other story, just going to briefly cover it. Cause probably not going to do this tomorrow cause we're going to be doing questions. But this guy, this is shared on the Libs of TikTok account, a twice deported illegal working as a teacher in Maryland. How are you an illegal twice deported? How are you a teacher in Maryland? How do you get fucking hired as a teacher and you are twice deported and you're an illegal, a criminal alien? How do you get a teaching position? How the fuck? Anyway, he was just arrested and charged with sexually abusing multiple minors. One of the victims was just 6 years old. Let me click on this. Biden's open border policy is allowing rapists and pedophiles to repeatedly enter our country. Oh, no. But Donald Trump, he said that they're not sending their best. Rapists and murderers. Oh, no. You mean he was right? Aww. Aww. You mean Donald Trump was right again? Oh, no. Oh, our narrative is really falling apart. Turns out all this shit was actually true. You don't fucking say. Aside from all that, how do you become a teacher in Maryland if you're a criminal alien and a twice deported fucking rapist or pedophile? How do you get a job? So let's read this. Readers added context. So people will say, oh my God, this happened under Trump. Well, I don't care who it happened under. Whoever's in charge now, AKA Biden, is responsible for shutting down the fucking border. Border crossings exploded when Biden got into office. They were lower under Trump. Yeah, it's been a problem. Shut down the fucking border. Police said Irvin Giovanni Alfaro Lopez targeted at least four little girls between 2016 and 18 while he was a teacher at a church in Durwood. Detectives didn't begin their investigation until May of 2023 after a victim reported being sexually abused. Why would it take 6 years or 7 years? What the fuck is going on? So I just said, look, I don't think it's a crazy thing to address. Shut the fucking border down. Like, objectively, shut it down. Shut it down. I don't care who you are. I don't think we should have immigration from any country. Like, this is a serious need of a moratorium. Anyone who's in process of getting their green card or citizenship, that can continue. But no new applications. No one new comes into the country. No one new for at least a year or two. Like, you have to shut that down. Like, literally, Tesla coils, like red alert aftermath, Tesla coils on the border, turrets, sharks with laser beams, moats, you know, those spiky logs that fly, that fall down from trees and like, and just impale people. You make it like American Gladiators, but for real at the border, and people aren't going to cross. You know, seriously. Make it like fucking Guantanamo. Just make it an absolute fucking hellscape to cross. Just shut that shit down. Seriously, absolutely 100% shut it down. I'm not saying never open it again. I'm not saying that anyone that's in the process gets deported. But I'm saying if you're a criminal alien, you're out. Just objectively, where what's your home country? Boom, we'll drop you off at the door. You're out. Whatever it costs, build all the fucking walls. Make them 40 feet fucking high with spikes and wire and electrocuted fence. Just everything. Lock it down. And then once we have a control over it, then you can open legal immigration. So anyone that says, build the fucking wall, I don't care what it is. A wall is just the idea. Shut it the fuck down. Whatever it requires, shut it down. And then we can talk. I'm not against immigration, but this is not making me pro-immigration at all. So I posted something, just curious. I said, it's November 2024, who are you voting for? So I put Biden, Trump, or other. And other got 21%. So I think, obviously, it's only like a couple hundred votes. So this isn't like a good take on the entire country. It's only who's following me or saw the poll. But Joe Biden got 8%, Donald Trump got 71%, and other got 20.8%. So if you look at this, who we're talking about, RFK or third party, who's it going to take from? It's obviously not taking from Donald Trump. So people that probably would have voted for Joe Biden that hate Donald Trump will probably vote independent. They'll probably vote for RFK because they want to vote, but they don't want to vote for Orange Man. I hope they do vote for Trump, but they're going to be voting for the other. So hopefully the third party candidates will take from Joe Biden, but we'll see. It just looks like it here, that 20% that would normally be for Biden went for Trump, or went for other. And I said, comment below. If you put other, let's see. Brent says, I'm an adult. I don't need a daddy and government to run my life for me. I don't know if you understand what is going on. I don't think you have any idea what I'm, Black Hotep. I won't vote against or for Trump. Okay. Voting for Swolenormous. All right. Thanos 2024. And someone says not voting. So look, you, again, it's like all you need is for good men to not stand up and to do nothing. And that's why people are like, I'm not voting. Why? Why? A lot of fucking retards are voting. You need to cancel out those stupid ass fucking votes, if not just for that reason. The shameful part is that people are able to vote with no effort and input in society. That's why they want criminal aliens to vote. That's why they don't want voter ID, because they want people that are idiots that just react to emotion. Oh, he gave me $500. Let me vote. That's all it is. So, I mean, look, honestly, if you're not voting, if you don't see the writing on the wall, I'm not saying you have to believe every last thing that Trump says. I don't think you have. You don't have to. That's not what voting is supposed to be about necessarily. You don't have to want to like hang out with the person or believe every last fucking thing. But what's objectively better for the country? RFK or the independent, not going to win. It's like, make a better choice. Again, is it a rock? If people are going to make this argument, well, it's a rock in a hard place. Oh, I don't like Trump. I don't like the mean tweets. I just don't like him that much. You're making a choice based on emotion. I think you should be able to have to put in. I mean, this is the problem when you have a lot of emotional idiots voting. And most of those are women. This is why this vote, like a lot of the women, I don't like Trump. He said he should grab him by the pussy. You have people that are, and not all women are, you know, make every decision based on emotion, but most do. Same thing with soy boys. that are trying to get those purple-haired women. They're just desperate to get a kiss, or they're desperate for a pee-pee touch. So this shouldn't be based on emotion. And that's the problem, is that people are able to vote with no actual input. They don't have any skin in the game, right? So you can't be, if you don't have skin in the game, you're going to vote on emotion. You're going to vote based on social media. You're going to vote based on, oh my God, that was a mean thing someone said. I don't give a shit. I want my president to be a fucking badass. I want my president to say, fuck with us and find out. You want an absolute doormat for president? How stupid are you? You want someone they can just walk all over? Are you crazy? I want a fuck around and find out person running the country. If you don't, then you are in favor of the direction that it's going. And you get to vote however you want. That's what people that are constitutionalists and that love this country are in favor of. You get to make a choice. But this year, there is an objective, better choice. Are you part of the cult or are you not? Are you one track mind? Are you emotionally based, or are you going to step back and realize what is actually happening and what is going on around you? It's crumbling. It's crumbling, and you're watching it crumble. But frogs in a pot, people don't want to recognize it. People don't want to think that, oh, we're witnessing history. Of course we are. Every day we're witnessing history. That's what history is, right? His story. That's where everything, every day is history, regardless of something epic happens or not. So you're watching the decay. You're watching the slow decay. You're reading history books. Oh, from this year, from 1905 to 1910, this happened. You're like, oh, okay, that happened. You see it's all in black and white. You think that the world was in black and white. You know, it's like you look back and you're like, oh, from this time to this time, we had this skirmish. We had this. Like, that's where we're in right now. You're going to look back and see these years where people were sawing off dicks and tits and, you know, protesting in the streets for drug addicts, right? Like George Floyd, and just absolute criminal trash. And we're putting these, you know, we're putting the breakdown of society up on a pedestal. This deconstructionist approach, this oppression dynamic, Marxism, communism, right? It's always the battle. It's always the battle between idiots and pathetic weak people that just want things handed to them. They don't want to put in any work, and they're jealous because they're weak people. They're jealous, weak, insecure people. This is the same mindset. I'm not saying it's the same person, but this is the same mindset as people that give you shit when you start eating healthy. You guys know those people. Could be your family or friends, or quote unquote friends. Think about that, right? They get jealous because you made a lot of progress. They get jealous because you are being disciplined and they know that they're not being disciplined because they're watching you eat better food. They're watching you get up early and go to the gym, and they take personal offense to that. Those are the victims. These are the people that we are battling against. It's that mindset. Oh my God, you have something I don't because you worked hard for it. Oh no, I don't like you. I should have the same thing. I have rights too. I have rights too. It's my right to have, you know, body. It's my right to be beautiful. It's my right to be beautiful. You should call me beautiful because I'm me. What have you done? No. I'm beautiful because of the oppression, because of the white supremacy, because of, that's all it is. It's people that want to add no value to society. They are actively trying to break it down. They're trying to overthrow and cause chaos. That's what they are doing. That's it. So instead of them, I'm using the analogies, instead of them stepping up and eating healthier and going to the fucking gym and working harder, no, they just give you shit for and keep on eating their cake and try to tear you down rather than do it themselves. All right, let's get, Swole Card away. Let's get the Swole Card away. Good shit. All right. Well, not good shit, but let's fucking go, fam. All right, beaches, let's fucking go. Hashtag Swole Slut Saturday. All right, let's go, Falcon. What's it going to be? Oh, we got a winner in the Daily Swole Telegram chat. It's Leslie White. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Leslie sent us an email to support@swolemus.com, swole card 2871. The subject, your mailing address in the body of the email. Congratulations, Leslie. Fantastic. We'll take some soundboard requests and we got a throwback after we give away this one.
Just smile and wave, boys. Smile and
wave.
Make
sure you hit that thumbs up button. Thanks for being here, Beaches. Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Good rants today. Go make some gains, eat some protein, and think logically. Get shit done. Don't be a puss.
Need to stop being a lady. Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
You can be fat and be healthy. I'm sorry, Lizzo, healthier than I will ever be.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Oh.
Shut up, bitch!
That gorilla has seen the city of Singe.
Donnie, you're out of your element.
No, no, the diamonds are here.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
It's estimated that 200 million people have died.
Listen to his voice.
Probably by the time I finish this talk.
Sounds so different. A couple years ago, he's just decaying so fast.
I got hairy legs.
God, it's fucking crazy. Soundboards are just ancient.
You switch the samples.
We choose truth over facts.
I am the danger.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
You're insane, gold member.
And don't hurt me to me, because I used to be one.
So I'll take the tea without the covert diabetes delivery mechanism, please.
Here we go. No hands. Coast to coast. To the ride. All right, very nice. Excellent. Thank you so much.
I gave it a 10.
All right, fam. Join the fam over at SwoleNormousX.com. We will do a throwback. We're going to do a throwback right now. Got it. All right, here we go. Throwback time. Which one? One, two. Let's do this one. I don't know what this one is.
You see somebody who is plus size, a lot of people automatically think that they live a lazy lifestyle, they're slovenly, they have no self-control.
All those things are true.
I am a fitness instructor.
Bullshit!
I actually teach fitness classes and I'm very active.
Is that why you look like that?
Just because you see somebody who is overweight does not mean that they are slovenly, lazy, have no self-control. I think as a society, assume these things.
I wonder why.
We don't take into consideration different diseases like thyroid disease.
Oh, it's the thyroid! thyroid.
We heard that before.
It's not the thyroid that fucked up your health. It's your health that fucked up your thyroid.
Because you can be very healthy, healthy and plus size.
Okay, you did it.
Matt Damon.
All right, Beaches, thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for Ask Papa Swole Live 2871. Remember, join the Swole fam, SwoleNormousX.com, to get access to all of our programs and private live streams. Yesterday's Overtime is available in Swole TV. So is the Roundtable from Thursday, Roundtable 64. And if you have not yet checked out all the amazing new drops, 20% off site-wide over there at papaswolio.com. We have tons of epic new releases and all the best sellers. Everything site-wide is all 20% off. Big merch savings, big merch specials, 20% off everything. Discounts automatically applied at checkout. Don't miss out on that. papaswolio.com. Thanks for being here, Beaches, and we will see you tomorrow. Peace, McGee's Deuce Magoose, your boy Papa Swolio. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they said,